Go Loud.
Forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Right, are we in?
No, we're not in.
Have you ever been?
Hang on.
Okay, keep going. Fine, keep
going. Lived in New York to start with. Second of all, you can't swim.
What's this? Come from?
Yeah. You can't swim. Yeah, we forgot to say that here.
Yeah.
Explain yourselves.
Where were you a few weeks ago? You weren't here. You were doing swimming lessons.
Just yet. What? Where you were, bro. Just yet. You were in Chamac Dermistry.
Doing swimming lessons.
No, I wasn't.
Where were you?
Where were you?
What you when? Give me a date.
It was a couple of weeks ago. You weren't here. You were off.
A month ago.
A couple of weeks. A month.
You were off. You're off that often. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. We can go back through the episodes.
Well, did someone say they saw me at Sean McDermott
Street? Information that you were doing swimming lessons.
Well, first of all, I can swim. Second of all, why would I go to Sean McDermott Street?
Because it's secluded.
You live in New York.
It's secluded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I couldn't swim, you'd be the last two people I'd want to know. I'd rather drown. You'd. I'm fine. Right. Why the fuck would I go to Sean McDermott Street?
Because it's only open about 2 hours a week, so no one's going to see you. Plus, if someone's going
to
bump into you.
To start with this, whoever is giving you information, never, ever trust anything they tell.
I don't know. The evidence supports. Oh, I've never seen you swimming.
Give me the evidence.
I've never seen you swimming.
I've never seen you swimming.
Owen, when's the last time you swam?
I was swimming on TBX. There's video footage of me and Taryn swimming.
Yeah.
Last time I swam.
Look at him.
Maybe last summer. I feel like I was swimming recently, but it wouldn't make sense.
You were doing your lessons at Sean McDermott.
What time of day would this have been?
3 o'clock.
I couldn't tell you, bro. I don't know.
Only a certain type of person involved in this podcast can head off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and do whatever the fuck they
want. Don't try and twist it on him. I've seen him swimming. I've never seen you swim.
And I've never seen you running. And you can remember that.
You did. You come in with the medal though, so that does debunk
that. Yeah.
That debunks that.
Yeah, yeah.
That shocked me. But yeah, oh, come in with a shirt for swimming, yeah.
People of your generation, Owen, there's a high drop off rate when it comes to success stories with swimmers. Like, our man Naz can't swim.
No.
No, I can't swim though.
I think we need to prove it. TBX special.
I was swimming for TBX in New York.
Oh! Yeah, no, I was swimming a few weeks ago.
Where?
Yeah.
Centre Parks. That's where I was swimming. I knew I had like a memory somewhere.
You can stand in
feel the memory of water.
You can stand in
it. I was. The lazy river, the deep end, the whole lot.
Them rapids are the fucking lethal. Did you do the yoke?
No, because my daughter wasn't allowed to go. Fair play to her. She was like going to all the lifeguards. Can I go down? They were like, no, you're too small. She goes to the next one. Can I go down?
She should have just did
it. 5.
You'd be black and blue going down that.
Water parks are lethal.
Water parks are a sensation.
Cheyenne Park was the first water park I was ever in, and I've never had that much fun ever in my life, boys. I was like a 5-year-old running around.
Can we put it out to the listeners, Owen? Do people think Owen Brennan can swim?
Why would I be talking about that?
Does this person work at Sean McDermott Street Pool?
I'm not saying no more. That'd be a breach in GDPR then if they're telling us who the clientele are.
Rats.
Do you remember someone sent you a thing that he had a caterpillar obsession when he was a kid and you wouldn't share your source?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't cheer RZ, the horse box.
I want to put it out to the listeners. Do listeners think that Owen Brennan can swim?
Whoever is making up stuff now.
Who's making
so it must be so. Is this person.
I just look
recognize me, obviously, like so.
Look how annoyed.
No, I can narrow it down. Because it's only very few. Well, no, actually, not anymore.
Do you remember how annoyed he got over the caterpillar thing? And he's trying to, like, he was going through lists of people and all.
No, I still have to live with that to this day, is what you don't understand.
But remember, you were going, you were like.
Someone shout over a van the other day on Manor Street.
People are always shouting over vans at you on Manor Street.
What did Clark? I was with me. What was that? What
did
you shout
with
him?
Sit down.
Why are you standing up?
Give me 1 second. Just, I just need to think.
Terrence had to standing up to think.
Did you do that?
No.
Do you know people are a lot of writers around
it? Oh, yeah, when they're trying to blame in reverse.
Yeah. He called me the pigeon collector. That's what he called me in that van the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Someone sent us a picture on Instagram, remember? And it was like a squash pigeon. And it goes, Nick's at ever for you 30 if you're looking.
I've already squashed it too late. That's what it counts.
Right, we've got a good few questions, entries to our TBX competition.
Best question this month.
It has to be on email though. Doesn't
it? It has to be through email.
Yeah.
So yeah, best question to Talking Bollocks at Go Loud Now is going to win a year subscription at TBX.
Yeah.
Get on.
And who decides? We decide.
Yeah, we decide.
Sean wants to know, what's the biggest way you've been chatting bollocks on the podcast? Something you acted confident about at the time, but deep down you knew you hadn't a clue. And has your opinion changed since?
Has to be Terry holding his breath.
Yeah.
Has to be.
What was the girl's name that was on the deepest breath?
Claire Walsh.
Claire Walsh.
Yeah.
That was one of my favourites.
Okay.
No, we've had a few.
Oh, there's been a few that's come back to bite us. But I think that one, because I remember instantly saying it to you, but I'm like, he's not confident in this. And the fact that you tried to prove it then and there, I was like, it's not something you can just go, hold me breath, bang. You have to like prep yourself to hold your breath. And you tried to do it then and there. And I was like, oh, he's getting it. This fella's going to get it.
What did the last 40 seconds?
If even, bro. Clip that.
Nowhere near it.
Clip that. What did the last 40 seconds?
No, it was 40 seconds it was.
In the I don't think it was.
I'm on stage, it was more pressure.
It was about 20 seconds.
Remember, he was like, I had a suit on.
Yeah, and then maybe I once thought I meant to dive into.
Yeah.
I was in a three piece, like, in the National Stadium.
Do you want to try again?
No.
Ryan wants to know, he wants you to choose boxing nicknames for each other.
Boxing nicknames?
I like the power. Terrence the power, power. You think that's class? Oh, Terrence the. Terrence the power. Yeah, D. That's what I'm going to go with. D. Terrence D. Power.
See, boxing nicknames aren't creative, are they?
It's all like
P. It's all like one shot.
Hitman.
Yeah, it's like relax, will you, bro? Go down and throw a few slaps and collect your check.
MMA have the better ones. MMA, they'd be like mad rootless ones and all.
Watch your man, Brad, one punch bigger.
Yeah.
One punch. Yeah, man, never knocked anyone out in history. At least knockouts in UFC history.
Yeah, man who knocked out Adesanya in the last fight. Body Bags is his middle name.
Oh, that's cool.
Yoke.
That's cool.
His point name, Body Bags.
Like in boxing, they're not even that cool. It's like Bronze Bomber.
Yeah. Oh, the Bomber. There's about 18 in the Bombers. Yeah. In the one division.
Yeah.
I like this one. If only you had to take over from Owen for a month, who would do a better job?
Me.
And why?
Me.
Why?
What?
He said he would do a better job, yeah. And why? He goes, me. What? I have to justify this?
Who would do a better job?
I'm not saying it wouldn't be you, but I just want to hear why you think it would be you.
I'd rather be him.
Right.
Than me.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would.
Why would you do a better job, Terry?
No, you do a better job with the technology.
I do a better job. Do you know why? Because I fucking show up on time.
Oh, yeah? I'm not going to accept that. I'll smash your head in.
That's not a you. That's a him as well.
You fool, yeah. Your punctuality's on the floor.
I do a better job than you at this rate. No, the way things are going.
No fighting. No fighting.
No fighting. He's the one who literally just said I'll punch your head in.
Don't retaliate. There's no fighting in here.
Boys, I'm telling you, the bar is that low in Bauer Media the last while. If you just showed up at a time you're supposed to show up at, you're already ahead of 80% of the people. You're ahead of 66% of the people in this room. Neither of you are disputing it, because you know I'm right.
I'm not engaging with it.
Not engaging with it.
Caden wants to know, if you could put one condiment inside your belly button, what would it be?
That is the worst question I've ever heard.
Condiment, what's a condiment?
Sauce, like bleeding. Man. Red. In your belly button?
Yeah. What were you going to put in there, Franks? Burden the bleeding esophagus off yourself. Do you get me? Mayo.
My question there was going to be, why are we putting sauce in our belly button? That's Terrence went straight in.
Yeah, not
Terrence is like, there's a hole there I'm not using. Why wouldn't they put something in it? I'm wanting around with an extra pocket.
Yeah. But if I use it, I'm saying mayo because I use mayo. Right. What are you gonna put in there?
We're not aggressive. Sauce, we never even said.
Ribbles out, goes down too far. You're on fire.
I never mentioned Frank sauce. What you got so hostile about it?
Butter. You wouldn't even get butter off in the show.
Butter's a good show.
Yeah, but it's difficult to get back out.
I don't think butter's a condiment.
Isn't it, bro?
I think we looked this up before.
This does sound familiar.
Why? What are we looking up? Is butter a condiment?
Because you definitely asked, what's a condiment? Butter's not a bad show, boys. You use butter every single day. Real butter as well. None of that bleeding spreadable chui.
Nah, I like an old bleeding central daily butter yolk. Little yellow tub. The thing just spreads on. Do you get me?
Yeah, butter is.
Yeah.
The condiment is just a substance, such as a sauce, spice, or seasoning, added to food after cooking or at the table to enhance flavour.
So salt is a condiment?
I guess so.
Salt.
Yeah, well, salt is, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll go salt. Bit of salt. There you go, Terry. Stick down your chips there.
Salt might be hard to get out, though.
Salt? Nah.
Be more difficult than mayo.
Do you know what, as well? I could see him just taking chips and dipping them straight into his belly button. Yeah. He wouldn't take the mayo out.
100%, yeah.
If you go straight in.
Yeah, don't. Like, what? Think about this.
Go on.
There's people out there, right? They order McFlurries and chips and dip the chips into the McFlurries.
Yeah, they're strange people.
Adults. That do that.
Yeah.
Think about that. You ever think going bad? Dipping a chip in your belly button? For mayo? Chips in a McFlurry place.
It's worse than nipping a chip into you.
In your belly button for mayo? Yeah. No? I'd fill that thing full of mayo and dip a chip in handy. Chips on a blade and smarties, McFlurry grew up out of. Know what I mean? You're pointing your blade and chip and there's a blade and M&M in it. Go away, will you? Go away.
I'm just picturing him eating chips out of his belly button and him being like, at least I'm not dipping into a McFlurry. No, top on in the gaff and all.
Yeah.
On the sofa, sprawled out.
I'm picturing him in the McDonald's giving that speech to someone. Yeah. Banging on the window of the McDonald's in the eye deck.
Staying all over his t-shirt where the mayonnaise is.
It's like that Vicks stain, you know?
Yeah, put his head on your stomach.
On your belly button.
Who asked that question?
I don't know. Call them out, will you?
I think that was a great question.
What? That was a great question.
Caden. Caden, you got a chance here.
Caden, yeah. You're in with a show.
You know what? So far, he's number one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If he received no more questions, he's getting free TBX. Just a little more.
I'm not going to like this. Gary wants to know, what unpopular opinion do you have and is the hill you're willing to die on? Mine is that unless you travel to the UK or wherever your team is from to see them play, you can't call yourself a fan. Armchair supporters are not fans.
Yeah, I completely disagree.
I feel like there's you know, I have a lot of opinions that I'm willing to die on.
Yeah.
And I just can't think of one off the top of your head.
I can think of 12.
For me?
Yeah.
Give me one.
The moon landing.
No, don't mind that.
No, you won't. No, I don't know. Golf is shy.
Yeah.
You should be allowed to be those sports people.
Yeah. Football, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's come here. Boys, did you see with the snook on now? You know what I mean? Like, oh, sorry, that fella was chewing too loud. Get him out. What are you talking about, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but did you watch the snook? Oh,
I know, but like, boys. God. Just.
Leal.
To be quiet when they're taking a shot in golf.
I'm not playing golf with Jimmy next week.
Boys, we never spoke about your man breaking the marathon record.
Oh, it's a joke, that.
Did you hear about, you know, the Lime scooters that you can rent in London? That if you got on that, went full whack at the same time as him, like took off and done the same route, yeah? And went full whack on the scooter, he'd finish a mile ahead of you.
No, that can't be real.
I swear to God.
Oh, my.
He'd finish a mile ahead of you.
See, would he have a breakfast?
Yeah, nothing.
Two slices of bread, bit of honey and a cup of tea?
Yeah.
I went up to him all marathon. That's a joke, man.
You know what the most impressive thing about it was? He got quicker throughout the run. His first half was slower than his second half.
Yeah.
And how about the man that came second?
He broke sub-2 hour as well.
Did you see the meme? It's like, yeah. I ran a sub-2 hour marathon. It's like, and you won, right? And it's just like a blank face.
Oh, that's not. Do you know that was his first ever marathon?
Yeah, boys.
Debut. Fastest debut ever. Well, obviously.
He'd only ran.
But
only
like, come on, Owen.
Your man only started running halves not too long ago. I never ran any more than that and goes, fuck, I'll give the marathon a bash.
Broke sub 2 hours? It's not right, is it?
It's weird. A few more emails for you.
Sorry, I love the. You know, like if you were on the electric scooter, I love when, you know, when you break it down, because, yeah, like, we've all been on an electric scooter. I think we're motoring along. You're not even catching you, man. Like, if he took your phone and went running, you're never catching him. Yeah, like, Terrence, no. Me and you went out on the road there and took off together. Yeah? There'd be a good stretch of that. We'd be neck and neck, neck and neck, and then someone would pull off. So I'm like, I'll catch him at some stage. But if me and him took off together, I'm never catching him. No, from the second The second half foot goes forward, he's gone. You're never catching him. And to me, that's really...
I like the way you went to snatching phones.
Yeah, because I'm like, you snatch my phone off of about 500 metres, I'm going to catch it. Yeah. After that, it's endurance.
Yeah.
And like, if he's fitter than me, he's pulling away at me and I'm not getting my phone back ever again. It's so emasculating to think that. If that fella just took your phone, there's nothing you can do about it. You're gone.
Yeah, like, but if I do catch him, I'm going to bounce him off.
That's what I'm going to say.
That's been...
you could say like...
bounce him off the floor in the middle of the oil. Like.
You could say like, oh, if this fella did it, yeah, you'd be like, yeah, but hit him with something. Yeah. You're not even catching him to hit him with something. Yeah. If you threw something at him, he'd still run past it. In the middle of the oil. Like.
The episode of Argus bounced off the ground. Give me that phone.
Hitting him with an Argus catalog. Yeah. What do you think of that one? Would you take 10 euro per push-up for the rest of your life or €1 million now?
Million now. Like, imagine you have no money and you need to get a taxi somewhere and you're getting down two push-ups.
There you go. This is going
to fucking... I mean, you're in a fresh three-piece. You're doing two push-ups to get in a taxi out of the Mark County.
But think about it. You could do 100 push-ups a day. Yeah, there's €1,000. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
40 grand a month. Over €300,000 a year. So take you 3 years, give or take, to make the profit on it. But then it's for the rest of your life. And that's 100. And imagine if you're doing 100 a day, you'd be able to do 200, 300 in a day, because you're going to get better at it.
That you couldn't do push-ups anymore.
Done some quick maths over here. If you're doing 50 push-ups a day, so 500 quid, it's still going to be 2,000 days before you can make that million.
Yeah, but you need to remember, 50 push-ups a day would be very easy.
That's nothing. You do 50 push-ups now. That's like saying, if you ran a kilometre a day, and you're like, there's going to be days, if you keep running kilometres, I'll eventually be able to run 2K a day, because I'm going to get fitter. Always being conservative, saying 100. You could eat. It'll get to a stage where you could do 500 a day. Because you could blast out 100, wait a few hours, and blast out another 100.
And then if you have a goal in mind, a gaff and castle knock, you'll be up to 300-400 push-ups a day easily.
Well, if you take your £1 million and you put it in...
To what?
Some kind of savings account, or... You get 3% return, which £1 million shouldn't be too hard. You're still 30 grand a year in interest. So that's money you're making on the million, if you take the million now. You're not making that money if you're doing the push-ups.
But that's not touching the million.
No, it's not.
You have to just leave that there.
That's going on top.
Yeah. Whereas I'd rather have the cash now. Like, I'm going to belt out bleeding 100 push-ups. There's €1,000.
No, I'll take the million.
Nah.
Right. What else we offer you? Thomas sends a few zingers here. I don't think you've had this one before. Have your hands stuck in a jar for a week or your head in a bucket for a week?
Hand in a jar.
I'm going to say two hands.
Hands
in the same jar.
Ah, oh, don't.
No. Right. Yeah, just handcuffed.
Yeah,
just handcuffed, bro. Just nicked for a week.
So what? Yeah, what around with a booker on your head? Is that, do you know the thing is? That means you can see it through the bottom of it, so you'd be able to see what's at your feet. Do you know what I mean? Because you're like that.
Yeah, but
still, like I can see here. Whereas your two hands are in the jar, you're bollocks.
I'm not having that.
You could go to the gym with your head in the bucket.
Yeah, but you can't watch the match.
You could listen to it.
How you gonna turn it on? Yeah. You've got two hands in a jar.
Are we even going to listen? What?
If both your hands are in the jar all week, how are you going to turn on the TV?
You could knock into your neighbour.
With what? The jar?
Yeah. Just on the window.
Yeah.
Put that match on the mic after there and go back in.
I think with the bucket, you could see down here, you could put a mirror there and you can look up at the screen. You're like, am I getting that channel there? Bang. I love how every question, I'd say 95% of the questions we get here revolve around him being able to watch a match.
it's like,
would you live on the moon for a month for €1 billion? How are you going to watch the match on the moon? Like, turn into in July, pre-season, bro.
The boxing's still on July.
I'm taking the booker on the head.
I'll take the jars in my hands.
Imagine if they change that nappy there, I can't. My hands are in the jar.
Yeah, there's positives as well.
Sarah from Rathfarnham tells us she never had an issue with unused switches being turned on in her life, but now she finds herself walking around the gym turning off all the unused switches.
Love it.
And she concludes with, like an idiot.
We do be, yeah. We do be. Yeah, sometimes I get embarrassed. You know, even out there, sometimes there's people out there and they've been making a coffee and all, and I see a switch that's on now, plugging it, and I'm pressing it, and I'm like, I look like a spanner.
Aaron's trying to do on the slow, putting his foot against it.
Emma wants to say, Terry, massive well done on completing the marathon. Half marathon. Thank you. He should be so proud of himself for all he's achieved in the last 6 months. Seeing videos of Jordan holding Reggie as he crossed the line brought tears to my eyes.
Ah, thanks very much. It's a proud moment. Calvin said I'm not allowed to give out about not being well anymore because of that either.
You're not.
Because he's well.
You can't.
Because he's well now.
Half marathon.
Yeah, but surely I get a year out of not being well.
No.
No.
What?
So if you're well enough to do a half marathon, you're well.
What?
That's what my point was. That's what I said the other day.
Yeah.
That's what the exact example I used, and he's at the using it as well. And bear in mind, I haven't seen him.
That was a mistake, Terry.
It was a mistake. And now that I think about it.
Yeah. You should have did it. Right.
And not said that.
Not said that. Yeah. Waited till about June and been like, right, I'm ready now. And then posted everything. I'm like, this is what I've been doing. What have you been doing? Yeah. You dope. It was raining and you wouldn't go to walk. I ran a half marathon with bleeding. Half a bleeding brain. Or whatever. No, I ran a half marathon and I wasn't well. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like you had a savings account of sympathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just blew it
all. Spent it all in one sitting.
Spent it all in one go.
I did the Argus on my own and opened the piggy bank. That's what I'm at the new one, isn't it?
Argus and opened the piggy bank.
Yeah, like, that's, like, if I had loads of savings, I'd spend it all in there as well.
Oh, right.
So I went to Dublin half marathon and just spent all my
savings. I thought you meant, like, I thought you got mixed up with Argus and a bank. As in, like, I went in to open an account. I told you, Terry, people would be coming up to me like, how's Terrence? Like, he's grand.
There's nothing wrong with him.
Like, 4 months ago, yeah. May? No.
No.
That's it now.
Nah, I still have little problems, but I'm well enough to run.
Yeah.
You get me? But I still have problems. Yeah. Give me a few months.
Punctuations. No.
Give me till August.
No. You weren't well in half a few weeks ago. You came in no voice, remember?
What even happened there?
Remember, you rang your board and she was like, what's the story with you? I was like, she seen you 20 minutes ago, Terrence.
And I was well.
Yeah,
and then happened? I wasn't well after.
What happened?
Then I walked into my account years and got sick.
That's the thing as well. Like, Taryn's going to be like, I'm not well. And people are going to be like, do you need brain surgery? Or have you got a cold?
Yeah, which, like, one is it? Yeah.
I told you about Jason McIntyre blanking me, didn't I? And the light clunks and leading folded him.
Oh, what happened there?
Did you just mispronounce McIntyre and Clunkston in the one
probably
sentence?
Bro, yeah.
McIntyre and Clunkston.
McIntyre, what's his name?
I didn't hear that.
McIntyre.
What's his name, Terry?
Jason McAteer.
McAteer.
McAteer, yeah?
No. McAteer, yeah.
I told you about him blanking me.
You know?
No. Go on.
I was out a few weeks ago. It was actually when Ireland played. Yeah, he was over here doing like a fucking Q&A for that match. And I was out, sitting in the pub, and there was a crowd of people in front of me, and he was coming through the crowd, but my table was at the end, so he's making eye contact with me, and I'm looking, I was like, I fucking know who that is. And I went, all right. And I waved. And he looked at me and just turned. And I went, oh my God, you wanker. And then I remembered. Shane Todd said he takes all the charity games too serious. And then clucks and blabbing battered him. So, I can see. I can see why.
We're finished with this one. The main man.
McGinty.
It's been a while. It's been a long time since I heard McGinty.
Is he all right?
Yeah, I actually hope he is all right. He's on holidays with Paddy the Baddy, actually.
Oh, yeah. Put in a good word for us now.
Didn't I show you the picture, Alan?
No.
He sent me a message and he's like, I bumped into this fella, told him to go on the podcast, and then the notification came up, like, McGinty sent the photo. I was like, who the fuck's this gonna be? You gave me 1,000 guesses, I never would have guessed Paddy the Baddy.
Do you ever get when people change a random picture with a celebrity and they just say, like, get them on?
Yeah.
Do you know what? We need to get people to do that for us again. We haven't done that in over a year.
Pressure other people to come on the podcast?
That as well. No, but we need to get people to suggest some guests.
Yeah. Or suggest going on the podcast to that guest.
So we got Mick Foley, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Mind it.
Right, McGinty wants to know.
What's the story with the two of using the old blade and grammar? What? That's scraping all my head. Punctual grammar and all.
Punctual grammar. You weren't here the time he was giving me stick over my accent.
I was, yeah.
Were you here for that?
One.
Were you here for that?
One.
Not happy with that.
It's a cracker, isn't it?
Still not happy about
it. But yeah, isn't it so true that you know how far into town you're at the going when you hear it? Isn't that true?
You're born around the corner.
Yeah. No, but it's definitely deeper. It's like Connolly Station style. One. What did Court say? Did I see for a belt of a common trying to unread it out on my 2 seconds? That was a cracker. Oh, gosh. Probably a from Dorje Street. It makes Afghanistan look like Beverly Hills.
What's something you know you've outgrown but you haven't fully let go of yet?
Oh, the podcast.
I was going to say Terry.
Nah, false. Take it back.
False.
Take it back.
I'll take it back.
What have we outgrown that I don't want to let go of?
You're still doing it, but you know you've outgrown it.
See, I would have set the PlayStation there, bro. But I don't even still play it anymore. It's been months, but I miss it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day because I was looking at mine.
No, I got it. I sent the video this morning. I'm going to send it to you. It's the best video ever. It's the saddest video ever. Did you ever see the... There was a quote going around ages ago and it was like, one last time you went out to play with your friends, and it was the very last, there was one about, one last time you dropped into war zone and you never did. Oh, I swear to love the drop that missed the game. I got home to the PlayStation. Oh, you haven't played the PlayStation in months, boys.
Oh, this will get you now.
When you turn the PlayStation on, you're going to have to wait 3 days to update it.
No, I did. We still on it for YouTube and Netflix and all, do you get me? But I just mean, I haven't played a game since like before surgery. Like,
I looked at mine, like everything is still in boxes, and I looked at it, I was like, well, I haven't played that in fucking ages. And then I was like, when is the next time I'm going to play it? And then a yoke popped up about GTA 6. I was like, oh, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for
that. Hopefully it gets us all back on the game. Some of the best days of my life were on that game, man.
What a true lockdown, though.
That was amazing, bro. Some of the laughs you have on the
game. You'd be on that PlayStation at 8:30 in the morning. Honestly, during lockdown 30. Remember?
Lockdown was no time zones. It was no time zones. We were on that game till 6-7 in the morning, making toast.
People be like, oh, I'm getting off this for a while. I'm like, go where? Where? What are you doing? Nothing to do.
Yeah.
Jump back on there. One more. What are we going to say, Alan?
No, well, you're saying the last time you do thing and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
But the one that always got me was, there will be a last time your kid
holds your hand.
Well, that too, but actually, or you lift them up.
Yeah.
One day they'll just be too big.
Oh, no, don't even say that to me, bro. I'm going to squeeze Reggie later.
I was holding my son's hand this morning walking him over to the crash.
Yeah.
And, that crossed my mind. I was like, eh.
Oh, shit.
I do think that.
See, we don't think like that enough in moments, don't we now?
I do, boys, about the holding the hand thing. The holding hand, because sometimes people hold my hand when we're going somewhere. And I'm like, I will do it. And I'm like, she's 11 now. And I'm like, but I was like, I'm going to do this until she decides not to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Love that, yeah.
And then do you not think about this, Owen? It comes back though, because you're going to be old and they're going to have to look after you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So they'll have to hold your hand. You need them to hold the hand. You know what I mean? Do you think about it that way?
This was a very depressing way to end the podcast.
No, but it's beautiful, bro.
Put it this way, Owen. There'll be one last time you jump in a pool and you won't need armbands.
First of all, stop shaming people. Adults who need to learn to swim, first of all. Second of all, whoever your source.
No, Owen.
Your source is a disgrace.
Everyone needs to know how to swim, bro. Yeah.
We and live
this,
on an island.
This person that you're mocking, who isn't me, they're out there learning how to swim, obviously.
No, that's a good thing, but just
It wasn't you. Me. It wasn't
you.
Me.
You need it to wasn't learn. Me. Bro, you need to learn.
I can't swim.
Well, you want proof.
Yeah.
You go to Port Marnock now. We what? Stop yourself in Calvin Garden ice cream and all. TBX. See, now you're at there as well, making me look bad.
How?
What's one thing forever? I'm like, oh, I missed the PlayStation. He's talking about kids.
Yeah, you're a disgrace.
Yeah, bro, that should have been.
And I'll tell you, even another few months before, it's like, right, you need to start putting that away and playing with the kids. The youngest was going to chill there for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, so like now is probably my only time to get back on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because.
Put it this way, it's going to get to a stage where he's going to be like, can I have a shot now? And you're going to be like, fuck. Hell. Yeah. Wouldn't I milk this? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Me and Harper playing the Switch today. I was like, can I have a shot? And she'll give you something to do. And I'm like, fucking hell, how's my life come to this? God. I was like, I feel like buying my own one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But anyways, I thought that was a lovely way to end the episode, actually. Oh.
You look so angry.
And you're very hostile.
Yeah, very what? Hostile.
He has not his nap.
Anyways, that's our episode. I've talked more bollocks.
Who was in the lead there? Hayden? Was it Hayden?
Yeah,
man.
Oh, wow, yeah. What did he ask?
The belly button question.
Caden,
sorry. The belly button question.
I think that's, yeah.
That's the winner so far. So you that's see, the bar.
The question, I suppose it's whatever. It's up to whoever gets the best answer. If you get Terry...
Spark Armoyance.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'd like Mayo on me belly button.
Mayo's belly button.
Over the other stuff.
Fighting people over McFlurry's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send us whatever you want. Talking bollocks at Go Loud now. Best question's going to get a year subscription of TBX offers at the end of the month. So yeah, send it to that. And drop a few comments on the Spotify.
Yup.
And you just want to like, just put that in there.
Take us out, Owen.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? What you back in it? Just a little more. Go you in it now. Tell your body your head. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that. The Hypnocker.